Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Weeknight, Monday through Friday. I wasn't here last night, hanging out in D.C. A lot going on surrounding the MLS. It's All-Star Game. It's Unified Game. And so I'm happy to be back with you. And big news coming out of D.C. We'll talk about it in a second. The NFL approves the sale of the Commanders to Josh Harris, a record $6 billion. Daniel Snyder on the way out the door, fined $60 million. Congratulations, all you Commanders fans. You got a little bit of hope. You got something to look forward to. Listen, you can always lock into this show on the free Odyssey app. Free. Everybody likes free. The Odyssey app is free, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can always tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Shout-outs to everybody in Vegas and, I don't know, Dallas and Houston, San Antonio, Austin. Yeah, we got plenty of places, new places adding the show as well. Let's keep going. You can listen on SiriusXM Channel 158, and if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We opened up the show talking about the Commanders. We talked about the MLS All-Star Game. We talked about the Women's World Cup. We talked about the idiot YouTuber banned from the WNBA, bought 4 courtside seats, and decided to take a nap in the front row. Just highly disrespectful. And we're going to get into the Commanders momentarily. Lane Kiffin saying and telling everyone who will listen during media day, that this transfer portal is destroying college football. The New York Jets are now fine with Hard Knocks. Aaron Rodgers is gentler and kinder. C.J. Gardner-Johnson hates Philly. Draymond Green still hates Jordan Poole. There's so much to get into. So we got a busy night. If you want to talk to me at any point, you can hit us up on the phones, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also online on social media at JR Sport Brief. But let's get into some positive news. Positive news if you are a Commanders fan. Positive news if you root for the Commanders. Positive news, I'd say, if you're an NFL fan, because one of the worst owners in professional sports is gone, and his name is Daniel Snyder. He has been shown the door. He has been given the boot. And if you are a fan of a sad sack franchise where your owner sucks, maybe it's the Pirates. Sorry, I just had to throw somebody out there, right? Look for some hope. Look at what took place here with the Commanders. Maybe your owner will be bad enough, maybe, that they can get moved to. And I don't know if your owner can be as bad as Daniel Snyder, because over the years, since he has owned this franchise, taking over the Commanders since 1999, I can run down a list. This is like a bad resume. You know, if I imagine talking about it, an NFL superstar, just pick a guy. This guy was a 10-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion, 5-time All-Pro, first-time All-Pro, first-team All-Pro. We can go down the list of accolades. If I want to run down Daniel Snyder's resume as owner of the Commanders, you would think, how the hell did this guy keep the team? The owners finally had enough. Daniel Snyder pretty much booted away from the team to save his own ass and to save himself. And it's not too bad to leave with a $6 billion golden parachute. That's what happens, right? Boys behaving badly, you get pushed out the door, and you have a soft financial landing. This is like Scrooge McDuck swimming through all of that money, you know, in his vault. That's Daniel Snyder, okay? Sexual harassment claims by 40-plus women. He was fined $10 million. He was told to go away from the team so his wife could run it. Sure, that means that he's totally far away from the team with his wife technically in charge. This is an individual whose franchise sued some of his season ticket holders because they could no longer afford tickets and they held a balance like an elderly couple. Yes, at one point in time, the Commanders sued an elderly couple because they fell behind on their balance and could no longer afford the tickets. So what do? We sue them. The man didn't want to change the name for the franchise. FedEx Field, I'm sure over the years you've seen the viral videos of the place falling apart. They've had to throw a tarp up at the top of the stadium because of the lack of fan interest. I can go on and on and on. I'm glad that he is gone. How about that? And I didn't even get into the entire cheerleader fiasco. And so after multiple investigations, the NFL on the way out the door is fining Daniel Snyder. This is already in addition to the $10 million he's been fined as he had to take that initial leave where his wife took over. And so, yeah, what's $60 or $70 million when you're making $6 billion on the way out the door? The answer is nothing. But you got to look on the bright side. At least he's gone. At least from a football perspective. Man, I've called Ron Rivera the biggest mop-up man in the NFL because he's had to be the voice for this team, for this franchise, not just the coach, because Dan Snyder is nothing but a boogeyman. And so with Josh Harris taking over, the owners approving the sale, at least the team can move in a positive direction. Magic Johnson, a member of this ownership group, it'll be very interesting to see how vocal he is. We know Magic has had ownership stakes at different points in time, whether it be with the Dodgers and Guggenheim Partners, whether it be also with the Los Angeles Lakers. Magic Johnson is going to add some cachet, and hopefully there is some respectability to the franchise. It has to be. It can't be worse than what it's been in the past. And so Josh Harris, who also owns the Sixers, he also owns the Devils, he now owns the Commanders. And today, after the sale was approved by the other owners here in the NFL, Josh Harris, he spoke and he told everybody this is a new era of Commanders football.
We're very excited to get to work and to start the new era of Washington football. And we are humbled and awed by the level of responsibility that we have to take care of the city and to win championships and to, you know, really excite the fans again.
Excite the fans again. This has been a 24, almost 25-year spot. Do I call it a blemish? Do I call it a pimple? Do I call it a scar? What do you call this era where Daniel Snyder took over this team? What do you call it? There are Commander fans of a certain age who remember what this team went out and did in the 80s, in the 90s, when you had Joe Gibbs. There is an era of fans who remember the Hogs, but there is an era of fans right now of the Commanders that go, man, my whole life they sucked. My whole life they've been giving out ridiculous contracts. My whole life I've had to look at, I don't know, Albert Haynesworth? Is that who and what I had to look at? It's going to take some time. if you think about the Washington Commanders and the team right now, let's be honest. There aren't Super Bowl expectations on this squad here. Nobody is looking at the Commanders and going, oh, man, they're going to knock off the Eagles. I mean, they barely know what the hell they have in Sam Howell. They have to get a quarterback if they want to move forward. Their defense, all of those linemen that they've ever had, they got to stay healthy. So it's going to take some time. But if you were looking for hope, you got it. If you were looking for something that is at least decent, you got it. We have no idea how Josh Harris is going to operate as an NFL owner. But you have to know this. He can't be worse than Dan Snyder. He can't. $6 billion the team is sold for. This is now a record for a professional sports franchise. The Denver Broncos, when they were sold to the Walmart folks, the Waltons, they sold for only $4.6 billion. So the Broncos got them by about $1.5 billion here. Or excuse me, the Commanders got them by $1.5 billion. Consider this a new day. Maybe, just maybe, the Commanders will end up in a new stadium, okay? FedEx ain't cutting it. Maybe they'll end up in a new stadium. Maybe, just maybe, the Commanders will hand out some contracts that won't be an albatross. Maybe, just maybe, over the next several years and over into another generation, the Commanders won't be a joke. And so congratulations, we got one team here in professional sports that's out the woods. Has a new ownership group. I know the Lions, the Lions look like they're on their way up, but I know a lot of people still never happy with the Ford family. I know we got a lot of Pirate fans. They just kind of go, oh, here we go with Bob Nutting again. I know my friends in Oakland, soon to be former Oakland A's. I know you look at Fisher and you want to slap the hell out of him. So there can be hope. Maybe. Because I don't know anybody who's been as bad as he's been, not just as a sports owner, but as a human being. And so maybe there isn't any hope unless the owner of your team is out here treating women like objects, treating old people like, throwaway pawns, and suing them. Good riddance to Daniel Snyder. I don't know where he goes, what he does, but I would not be surprised if for a man who was looking for immunity based on his actions, I don't want to be sued when I sell. I don't want to be punished anymore when I sell. I hope this guy just disappears. I hope he goes quietly. We don't need Dan Snyder lawsuits. We don't need 2-3 months from now to hear how he feels forced out and now he wants a few billion dollars from the NFL. We don't need that. Go away. Let the Commanders have their peace. Let Josh Harris run the thing. Let Magic Johnson pop up every now and then, smile, and let's keep it moving for a new era in Commanders football. Congratulations to everybody out in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia who are just rooting for the Commanders. Yeah, brighter days are ahead. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the Commanders when we come back. We have more to get into, including Lane Kiffin's comments on college football, Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, his first practice. It's the JR Sport Brief.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. They're iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a bunch of callers, as you can imagine. A bunch of opinions on the Commanders, on the sale. Let's talk to them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Then we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, the kindler, gentler Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets. We'll get into Lane Kiffin, his comments on college football. And how it's changed. He's like, oh, man, it's like free agency right now with the transfer portal, and a lot of the players have an opportunity twice a year to transfer the hell up on out. And so we'll get into all of that. Let's talk to you right now. You can hit me up as well at JR Sport Brief. Let's talk to John. He's calling from D.C. Hey, John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
JR, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, I'm so glad that the sale for the Commanders went through. I'm not a Skins fan, but I live in the city. And I'm trying to tell you, when the Skins fans are happy, traffic is good. Your service at the restaurants and shopping grocery stores is good. But it's definitely been a long time coming for the Skins fans in the city. And I'm glad that went through.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you for calling from D.C. Richard is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What you think about this Commander sale, Richard? Go ahead.
Hey, I think it's great. I'm in my late 50s, and I've watched the Washington team pretty much ever since the late 70s when George Allen was the head coach. And you know, I've noticed that when the Jack Kent Cook family sold the team after he died, and Dan Snyder became the owner, that team has suffered ever since then. And I wish somehow the Cook family could have kept that team. But one thing I hope, and I'm probably going to offend some people, but
Well, hold on. Hold on a second.
They need to go back to the Redskins.
Well,
Well, as long as I'm alive, I will.
Oh, Richard, I'm probably. Why do you got to do that? Like, we just talked about jackassery. You were so fine with that, and you are entitled to your opinion, but not a jackass opinion here, not something that's going to offend people. Look, if we want to talk about sports, then, yeah, sure, we can offend anybody that we want. Hey, here's something offensive. James Harden sucks. You know who's offended him, and he doesn't even care. We can have difference of opinions, but when it comes to matter of identity, just why bother? Here's some advice. Get over it. They need to go back to the Redskins. No, get over it. It's too late. It's done. Okay? I know there was a segment of the indigenous population who did not care, and there were a lot of folks who did. Well, instead of thinking about the people who say, oh, I'm fine with it, thinking about the vast people, the folks who did, who were offended. That's enough. Oh, my God. And I get it. We got a lot of folks who run around who are offended by everything, and you got to tiptoe around everything. It's a sports team name. Get over it. If you want to go back to the prior name, if you want to go back to the Redskins, then get in a time machine and go. You going to watch the team or not? Are you going to sit on your ass and complain? Get over it. Damn. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Go print out a shirt. Well, don't do that. You know, decorate your house and pretend. I mean, sheesh, get over it. Ross is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, yeah, I just think pretty clear to me that the same incident that happened with Gideon happened in the NBA where someone fell asleep courtside. Obviously, there would be way less uproar about it, even if it was intended to be disrespectful. I think this shows a deep insecurity in the WNBA that one person falling asleep courtside is blown out of proportion. I think it shows, yeah, deep insecurity. I also think you just talked about how people should get over it. These players have to learn how to be offended. I think that's something also. These WNBA players, they're not just paid to play. They're paid to be these sports icons that we're trying so hard to make them out to be. And if they can't handle someone disrespecting them by falling asleep courtside, I find that ridiculous.
It's not a matter of the WNBA players not being able to handle it. Women historically have been spat upon and looked down upon by society when it comes to being on equal footing with men for a long time. So to think that a WNBA player can't take an individual falling asleep in the front row, I think is missing the point. The ultimate point here is that we have a lot of people who, instead of taking the time to uplift and build other people up, that they want to make jokes and pranks at the behest of someone who happens to be working hard. We all got options when we get up in the morning as to what we want to do with our lives. If you need to go ahead and make and poke fun and make jokes at someone else making a living, I think there are better options to do. So this isn't so much about a WNBA player who was offended. I've yet to hear about a WNBA player being offended because an idiot from YouTube decided to make a joke in the front row. This is a bigger issue of people thinking that, hey, I can make a dollar and I can make a buck by really being disrespectful to someone else. Do you see the difference between the point that you made and the one that I'm trying to bring to light?
Of course, 100% is intended disrespect, but I think Brittany Griner actually did come out against it. That's one player who came out explicitly offended. And I do think, at the end of the day, obviously he did something wrong. I think my issue is, I think it's an overreaction for the guy in the video trying to ban him from NFL events.
No, it's not an over. Incident. I don't find it to be an overreaction. These are private businesses. And why is this a story? Because you don't have people that sit around. And we have plenty of bad behavior, okay? We have had athletes spat upon at games, okay? We have had people who threaten players, who want to say things that they would have no business saying or that you wouldn't say to a player away
exactly.
from a court, away from a team.
League is that.
May I finish, Ross?
Of course.
Thank you, okay? We've had plenty of that. What I have not seen, and it doesn't matter if it's man or woman, and we can't say it because it hasn't happened at a men's game, but we've seen this happen now at a woman's game, okay? To see somebody say, I'm going to buy four seats and I'm going to lay and splay myself across the front row and make a point and make a spectacle for my own just really a gain when it comes from attention and financial. The point is you can do better than that. You can be more creative than that. You don't have to do it at somebody else's behest. You don't have to be calculated in such a way. I think most of us in society understand this, and I think most look at it purely from an entertainment perspective, and I look at it for I've seen comedy. I've seen pranks. I think that we can do better instead of looking for the lowest hanging fruit on the tree.
100%. I'm not saying you did anything right. Obviously, you're a mistake. But not a mistake. You obviously did something wrong explicitly.
But it sounds like you're trying to justify it.
I'm not trying to justify it. I'm trying to tone down the uproar that I'm hearing about this. I think what makes him different than any idiot Instagram commenter who's trashing on the WNBA, he bought a ticket and he decided to do it.
But that is the difference. You got a lot of people, and thank you, Ross, for calling from Toronto. You're trying to calm down the uproar. This is the greatest and worst parts of life. Here's an example. I have been able to utilize social media to go ahead and earn a living for myself, and I also use it by work with Special Olympics to talk about how much good we can do with sports, okay? I'm not elevating myself onto a pedestal, but it's a fact. It's something that you can utilize social media to do good and still make money and still make a living and still have potential. And not everybody is going to do that. And then you have someone, God bless him, he has an audience. He's been able to do this. Why are you reaching for the lowest hanging fruit to spit on the efforts of somebody else? Come on, that's it. And so what's the uproar? The uproar, if you want to talk about me, I can't talk to you about how Brittany Griner or every WNBA player feels about this, but man, we can do better. You think it yourself. And so to calm down an uproar, hey, how about this? Ross, you get up. You work your ass off every day. You sound young to me. You get up. You work your ass off. You become the best at what you do for somebody to try to make a buck or a come up on what you do. And you tell me how you feel about that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive, welcome back. Oh, my God. You are spot on about that. Benefiting off someone else's hard labor and working for excellence. Oh, spot on. Giving me goosebumps. Looks like, real quick, the NFL is, changing their moral compass. They think they want to, do better morally, and I think getting rid of Snyder was a fantastic thing. But the reason for my call, with Aaron in New York, do you think this is going to be a great resurgence for his career? Everyone's telling me that the Jets are going to be great. And this really, he might be possibly in the Super Bowl. Am I way off?
I think it's a possibility with the New York Jets. You have no idea. It could certainly swing one way or the other. He's probably the best from a talent perspective, even at his age, the best quarterback that the New York Jets will probably have in their franchise history. When you think about talent, all things considered. And, yeah, there is an opportunity for the New York Jets to go to the playoffs, to compete and win the AFC East, I think at minimum, get in via wild card and do some damage. I don't think it's out of this world, but this is you never know. I wouldn't call this Tom Brady to the Buccaneers a few years ago. The Buccaneers had Jameis Winston. They moved from Tom Brady. They had an offensive line. They had wide receivers. They had the infrastructure. And more importantly, they were able to bring on Tom Brady, who is and was, prior to even getting to the Bucs, the ultimate winner. Aaron Rodgers, a little bit different on his way in. The New York Jets last year, and partly due to injuries, they had one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. They had a running back, Breece Hall, who even right now is currently on the PUP list. If you think about the wide receivers, they aren't just set in there ready to be receivers. They You have to bring in guys like Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, who's also on the PUP list. And so I don't know if Lightning will, quote-unquote, strike twice with a veteran QB going to a team and going to the Super Bowl. The New York Jets have talent, but it takes a whole lot more than talent just to go on a run and win it all. But, hey, they got potential, but potential doesn't win games.
Fantastic, JR. And everybody, remember Agents of Inclusion. It's the best. Love you, JR. Have a great night.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A matter of fact, on the other side of the break, the New York Jets, they just held practice for the first time today with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media after the game, and or after the practice, I should say, and he talked about his new approach with the New York Jets. So we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the break, and let's keep in mind, everything that takes place with the New York Jets, it's going to be there for you to watch. The Jets are going to be on Hard Knocks, and even their head coach, Rob Saleh, he has already changed his approach to having the HBO cameras all over the Jets facility. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yep. Talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets momentarily. You know, we had a caller. I was going to say something else. But we had a caller who was happy, like many people are, with the Commanders and their new ownership with Josh Harris, Daniel Snyder being shown the door. And he wanted to go back to the old name, which is not happening. Like, get over it. If you want to go back in time, then walk into Sears. Walk into Woolworth. Hey, do me a favor. If you want to go back in time, do yourself a favor. Open up a Radio Shack and let me know how it goes. You know, to the thank God things go forward and we don't go backwards. You're supposed to learn from things that have taken place in the past. But there could be some good news. It's been reported by Don Van Natta Jr. of ESPN, who says that with Joshua Harris taking over, there's a possibility that the Washington Commanders do end up with a new name and a complete rebranding to kind of wipe away or separate itself from everything that Daniel Snyder has done. I don't want to call it the legacy of Daniel Snyder's legacies. Well, I guess they can be negative as well. But to wipe away the stain, I would say, of Daniel Snyder's 24-year reign here owning the Commanders. So look for a potential rebranding. These things take years. I think we saw how many years it took for them to actually move on from the former name to the Commanders. So please know that these things take time. And speaking of taking time, one of our other callers asked about the New York Jets and what the Jets can or cannot do moving into this new season with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. It was a complete disaster for the Jets last year with Zach Wilson, a lack of awareness, a lack of accountability, and ultimately he was shown the bench. Aaron Rodgers not coming off of one of his best seasons dealing with injuries, but knowing that he's A, also getting older, but over the course of his career, he has been a Hall of Famer. But he's been a Hall of Fame QB with one championship. And so he's going to be looked upon as the Jets, I don't want to say savior, but he's expected to start leading the way. And so the New York Jets had their very first practice today at training camp at their facility in Florham Park, New Jersey. And afterwards, Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh, the head coach, they both spoke. And they addressed two different things. First of all, Aaron Rodgers talked about everything being so brand new with the Jets. And his approach to his team is brand new as well. He's not hard charging. There's not the expectations out of the gate that there were with the Packers. And he needs a little bit more patience with everyone learning a new offense. And so here's Aaron Rodgers asked about just his new environment, this new opportunity, and why he might be a little bit different. Listen to this.
I feel like I've grown a lot over the years. Now, some of that is the well-documented plant medicine journeys that I've talked about, but the other is perspective. As you get older, you see things a little bit clearer, I think. Hindsight is 20/20. Try and rectify some of the things that you did a certain way that you feel like you could have done better. I think it's always important to have patience in shorts and helmets, have patience the first few days of camp. Sometimes the patients can wear thin if it's repeat mistakes, but we're just building this thing right now. We want to build it the right way. And yeah, I would say maybe earlier in my career, I was a little more easily angered, and I feel like I'm a little less triggered as I've gotten older.
Oh, okay. All right. I like how plant medicine was the first mention. Hey, all this plant medicine talk that Aaron Rodgers does, the hallucinogens, is that what he's doing? Hallucinogen? I don't know what it is. He makes me want to eat a plant. Well, I think he's drinking it, so I don't know. But hey, congratulations to him. He feels better. Whatever makes him feel better, the ayahuasca, good for him. He does got a lot of new pieces. We know that the New York Jets were able to bring along some friends who are going to help out the offense, your Alan Lazards, your Randall Cobb, who's currently on the PUP list. Outside of that, got Garrett Wilson, Offensive Rookie of the Year. You could think about Corey Davis, somehow, some way, is still on the team. The New York Jets were able to sign Mecole Hardman Jr. to the squad as well. This is going to be new here for Aaron Rodgers. This is going to be new for everyone involved. The New York Jets are also going to hope that their offensive line holds up and it's not just, I don't know, Swiss cheese. You got Mekhi Becton, who was basically fat and out of shape and injured and then complained when people told him that he was fat, out of shape, and injured. And so hopefully Aaron Rodgers is not a pinata, taking a beating at every step of the way, and that the New York Jets aren't a joke. And, you know, all of the press conferences up to now, they've been pretty cool. They've been chill. They've been relaxed. Aaron Rodgers and the media, looks like they're getting along in a good way. And let's see how long that lasts. Is it going to take a two-game losing streak? Is it going to take a mistake by a receiver? Is it going to take a New York reporter to be a complete jerk? How long does it take before Aaron Rodgers goes out there and just gets into a back and forth? It'll be fun, but we'll be able to watch all of it during Hard Knocks. And New York Jets Hard Knocks, something that they didn't always embrace. It was only a few weeks ago that head coach Rob Saleh was asked about being forced into it by HBO. And this is what Rob Saleh had to say a few weeks ago.
Robert, have you heard of you guys are going to be on Hard Knocks or not yet?
I haven't gotten word or anything like that. I know there's several teams that would love for Hard Knocks to be in their building. We're just not one of them. So.
You don't want Hard Knocks in your building. Well, Hard Knocks is in your building. And the New York Jets will be highlighted on Hard Knocks. I believe the debut episode will be August 8th. And so prepare yourself for more Aaron Rodgers. Prepare yourself for more Garrett Wilson. Get ready to hear Quinnen Williams sneeze and to tell himself, bless you and thank you at the same time. Prepare for Rob Saleh. You know, there's not a lot known about him as a head coach, as a personality. Sure, his time out in San Francisco as their D coordinator coming over. But we're gonna hear and see from him a whole lot more, and his profile is going to continue to rise. This is going to put even more expectations and more attention on the New York Jets. But the fact is, if they can't handle this, then who cares about a Super Bowl? If you can't handle cameras being in the facility, yes, you're trying to restart and jumpstart everything. But if you can't handle some cameras, then what the hell are you doing? How mentally tough, how mentally strong are you to go ahead and move forward? Not a lot. And so Rob Saleh, I guess now he's singing a little bit different of a tune. This is what he had to say today.
About it, Robert. Now it's official with Hard Knocks. Obviously, you said what you said in June.
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, we've been doing One Jets Drive for the last couple of years, so it's just talking with Hard Knocks, and you know, they've got a great group of people that are working with us, and
We expressed some of our concerns. They've answered it, and you know it's going to be fine. It's just no different than one Jets drive.
Okay, all right. Now he's fine. Well, what were your concerns? What were they going to write up storylines for you? Was HBO going to deliver to the New York Jets? This is the script. This is what we need you and or Aaron Rodgers to say. What did you expect? Cameras around, whatever. You're entertainers. Sure, you're used to only seeing cameras there on Sundays, but half the players are running around with cameras in their face. They're recording themselves. They're doing podcasts. Just not such a big deal. 855-212-4CBS. Robert, he's calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm very well.
I know everyone's hyped up about Aaron Rodgers, but I think he's like a Kevin Durant of an NFL, and I think he can't go anywhere far unless he has like a Stephen Curry type player, like Klay Thompson. He can't do anything unless he has like the support he needs.
What was the support that he had in Green Bay? He's had plenty of receivers. He's had time where he didn't have the greatest of receivers. So, who is that guy in Green Bay, or was it?
Listen, I think he's just in a groove at the moment, but like in Green Bay. But I don't know if being on the Jets, he's getting older. I don't think he could do it anymore. I think he needs a support, just a personality, just like. Even though Green Bay is able to do it, but maybe he's more talented than I don't think he has a talent, and I think he needs more support just to like get far at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Robert, for calling from New York. I mean, if I look at the New York Jets wide receiver group, I think they got talent. They have the offensive rookie of the year. They have a familiar face in Alan Lazard. Mecole Hardman is going to be happy to be at least, I guess, a top three a wide receiver on the squad. Uzama, he's not healthy right now. A couple of years ago with the Bengals, he was doing a bang-up job. I'd be more concerned with the offensive line. And even in a crap year where Aaron Rodgers was dealing with a hand and also a rib injury, he went out and threw 26 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. I mean, that TD to INT ratio is something that the New York Jets would typically salivate over. If you got to think about, if you have to go down a long list of New York Jets starting QBs, it reads like you're getting marched to the end of the plank, like you're getting taken over to the electric chair. There is nothing fancy about the New York Jets and their history, their quarterback history. When I say Mark Sanchez, what do you think? You think butt fumble? Probably. I say Mark Sanchez, what do you think about? Eating a hot dog on the sidelines. Geno Smith, God bless him. He's found new life as the quarterback to the Seattle Seahawks. They just got some money. Good for him. Who knows how long he holds on there. Geno Smith was punched in the face by his own teammate for owing him money. This was the quarterback. At one point, this was the starting quarterback for the New York Jets. And so, look, the Jets, is this going to work out? Nobody knows. But the New York Jets had Zach Wilson out there. You want to tell me Aaron Rodgers is not a better option than Zach Wilson? Look, you got a team, a roster like this, the New York Jets basically, they needed to, quote, unquote, go for it. I mean, they've been a disaster for long enough. It's the history of their franchise. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of a disaster, we know the NFL, it certainly has its share. Goodbye, Daniel Snyder. Hello, New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Lane Kiffin. He thinks college football is becoming like the NFL, and it shouldn't. He thinks the system, the transfer portal, is a disaster. We'll hear from him his words, plus your calls, here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team. So no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.